don't like the dentist, especially not when he uses the x-ray machine. Then he sees even more cavities.
The sooner you find a cavity, the better. Kind of like sin. Do you like to go to the dentist? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. You might not like going to the dentist, but it is important to make sure your teeth are healthy. If the doctor takes an x-ray and finds a cavity, then you'll need to take care of it right away. Cavities can't hide from the x-ray machine, kind of like we can't hide our sin from God. Hebrews 4:13 says, "Nothing in all the world can be hidden from God. He can clearly see all things." Our story today is called X-Ray Machine. Corbin climbed into the dentist's chair and laid his head back to have his teeth checked by Dr. Karam. "I don't see any cavities today," Dr. Karam announced after a few minutes, "but we'll get a better look with an X-ray." As Corbin waited for the X-ray photos, he looked around the dentist's office. On the wall was a poster with pictures and instructions on how to brush teeth, and on a shelf he saw a model of a tooth. "You must like teeth," he said to Dr. Karam. The dentist laughed. "Teeth are important, and we need to keep them healthy. Tell me, Corbin, how often do you brush your teeth?"
"Every day," said Corbin. "Morning and night. Mom makes me."
Just then, Dr. Karam's assistant pulled up the x-rays of Corbin's teeth on the computer screen. "Uh-oh," said Dr. Karam as he studied the pictures. "You have some decay in one of your molars." Corbin groaned. "Oh, I almost wish x-ray machines didn't exist. Then you wouldn't know about the decay and drill my tooth."
"Hey now," protested the dentist. "You should be glad we found the decay and can clean it out before it gets worse. Relax."
"Relax?" asked Corbin as he watched Dr. Karam prepare a drill. Dr. Karam smiled. "Yes, relax. There's only a small amount of decay and it won't take long to fix it." After he finished drilling, the dentist spoke thoughtfully. "You know, Corbin, an x-ray machine is something like the Bible."
Corbin grinned. "Going to the same church as my dentist means I get a lesson here as well as on Sunday, huh?"
Dr. Karam chuckled. "Yes, and it's a good lesson. You see, the x-ray showed decay that I couldn't see with my eyes. And sometimes God's word shows us sin, decay in our lives, that no one else can see. When that happens, we need to get it drilled out before it causes more damage.
That means confessing it to Jesus and trusting him to forgive us, right?" asked Corbin.
"Right," said Dr. Karam. "When the Bible shows us sin in our lives that needs drilling out, Jesus will remove it for us and make us clean." Well, how about you? Do you use God's x-ray machine, the Bible, to look at your heart and life? Sin may be hidden from others, but it's never hidden from God. Sometimes you may not realize you're doing something wrong until it's pointed out to you. Whenever God's word makes you aware of sin in your life, confess it to Jesus. Trust him to forgive you and help you turn from it. Our key verse is Hebrews 4:12.
"The word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart."
And our key thought for today, the Bible reveals sin in your life. Sometimes the best way to read a story is to hold it right in your hands and feel the pages and maybe even smell the ink. Now you can get the Keys for Kids stories just like that. We'll send them to you in the mail with your name on it and everything. That way you'll never miss a story. Plus you can play the games and write in the journal too. Get it in the mail by signing up today at keysforkids.org/subscribe. Well, as always, my name is Zach. Thanks for taking some time to listen to Keys for Kids today. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.